الحمد لله رب العالمين، له الفضل والنعمة وله الثناء الحسن، صلى الله وسلم على النبي محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين. وأسأل الله عز وجل أن يرزقنا حسن النية وأن يوفقنا لصالح العمل. نكمل من حيث كنا وصلنا. Let us continue from where we stopped in the past class. قال المؤلف رحمه الله: والميثاق الذي أخذه الله تعالى من آدم وذريته حق. The author said,
Covenant.
The covenant that Allah the Exalted took from Adam and his offspring is true. بعدما نزل آدم إلى الأرض، بعدما أخرج من الجنة يعني ونزل إلى الأرض، after Adam was left paradise and get down to earth, Allah تبارك وتعالى استخرج من ظهر آدم أرواح ذريته. أرواح ذريته كانت في ظهره، الله استخرجها من ظهره بعد نزول آدم إلى الأرض. After the descent of Adam to earth, Allah Ta'ala brought out of his back, from his back, the spirits, the souls of his offsprings. All the souls of Adam's offsprings were in his back. After he was brought down to earth, Allah took the souls out of Adam, out of the back of Adam عليه السلام. الله تعالى صورهم واستنطقهم فقالوا لا رب لنا غيرك. الله تعالى after bringing them out of the back of Adam عليه السلام, gathered them. They had the shape of human beings, and they were asked, who is your Lord? And all of them said, Allah is our Lord. كما روي ذلك في حديث الترمذي والحاكم, as it was narrated in the hadith of الترمذي and الحاكم. وحديث الحاكم أطول من حديث الترمذي, رواية الحاكم أطول. The narration of الحاكم is longer than the narration of الترمذي. وفيها أن روح عيسى عليه السلام كان من بين تلك الأرواح. And in it, it is mentioned that the soul of عيسى عليه السلام was among these souls that were brought out from the back of Adam عليه السلام. قال الله تعالى: وَإِذْ أَخَذَ رَبُّكَ مِنْ بَنِي آدَمَ مِنْ ظُهُورِهِمْ ذُرِّيَّتَهُمْ وَأَشْهَدَهُمْ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ قَالُوا بَلَىٰ شَهِدْنَا أَنْ تَقُولُوا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ إِنَّا كُنَّا عَنْ هَذَا غَافِلِينَ. هذه الآية فيها بيان الميثاق الذي أخذ من ذرية آدم عليه السلام. كلهم مؤمنهم وكافرهم في ذلك الوقت الأرواح كلها شهدت أنه لا رب إلا الله. This verse of Surah Al-A'raf is the verse 172. It talks about this issue. It clarifies that all the souls at that time, whether the souls of the believers or the non-believers, all of them at that time, they testified that there is no God but Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. فهذا هو الميثاق الذي قال الطحاوي نؤمن بأنه حق. هذا هو العهد يعني الذي قال الطحاوي نؤمن بأنه حق. This is the covenant that الطحاوي said said that we believe that it is true. لكن الأرواح بعدما تلبست بالأجساد نسيت، لذلك أحدنا لا يذكر ذلك العهد. But after the souls entered the bodies, they forgot that incident. That's why now no one among us remembers this incident. After the souls entered the body, they forgot this incident, and this is why no one among us remembers it. We believe in it, but we do not remember it. قال رحمه الله وقد علم الله تعالى فيما لم يزل عدد من يدخل الجنة وعدد من يدخل النار جملة واحدة فلا يزاد في ذلك العدد ولا ينقص منه وكذلك أفعالهم فيما علم منهم أن يفعلوه وكل ميسر لما خلق له. The author said, certainly Allah Ta'ala has known eternally altogether the number of those who shall enter paradise and the number of those who shall enter hell. This number is neither increased nor decreased. Also, he knows their deeds, for he has known what they shall do. Everyone's route is paved for that which one is created. معناه أن الله تبارك وتعالى أحاط علما بعدد من يدخل الجنة، يعلم من يدخل الجنة جملة كما يعلمهم تفصيلا. Allah Ta'ala knows the number of the people who enter paradise. He knows about them entering paradise in total, and he knows the details about this issue. He knows them one by one, subhanahu wa ta'ala, as he knows them in total. وكذلك عدد من يدخل النار يعلم ذلك جملة كما يعلمهم على التفصيل. Likewise for those who enter hellfire, Allah knows about them in total and in details. وهو يعلم ذلك في الأزل بعلمه الذي لا يتغير. He knows that with his eternal knowledge that does not have a beginning and that does not change. فهذا العدد لا يزداد ولا ينقص. This number does not increase and does not decrease. وَإِنَّمَا ذَكَرَ الطَّحَاوِيُّ هَذَا لِيُعِيدَ تَقْرِيرَ مَا قَرَّرَهُ قَبْلَ ذَلِكَ مِنْ أَنَّ عِلْمَ اللَّهِ وَاحِدٌ أَزَلِيٌّ. الطحاوي mentioned this issue to repeat and to emphasize what he mentioned previously, that the knowledge of Allah is one and that His knowledge is eternal, without a beginning, without an end. It does not increase and it does not decrease. فَمَا عَلِمَ اللَّهُ أَنَّهُ يَكُونَ شَاءَ أَنْ يَكُونَ. So whatever Allah knew eternally that it will happen, Allah willed for it to happen. لَا يَتَغَيَّرُ ذَلِكَ. This does not change. وَلَا تَتَغَيَّرُ مَشِيئَةُ اللَّهِ. And the will of Allah does not change. مَا عَلِمَ اللَّهُ حُصُولَهُ قَدَّرَ حُصُولَهُ. Whatever Allah knew eternally that it will happen, Allah decreed for it to happen. وَلَا يَكُونُ مِنَ الْإِنسَانِ إِلَّا مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ لَهُ. And one does not do except what Allah willed for him to do. من شاء الله له الخير يسر له طريق الخير ومن شاء الله أن يحصل منه الشر يسر له طريق الشر. The one that Allah willed for him and decreed for him to do good things, Allah facilitates for him that. And the one that Allah decreed for him to do bad things, then the way of doing bad things would be facilitated for him. لِأَنَّ كُلًّا مُيَسَّرٌ لِمَا خُلِقَ لَهُ. كُلُّ وَاحِدْ يَحْصُلُ مِنْهُ مَا عَلِمَ اللَّهُ فِي الْأَزَلْ أَنَّهُ يَحْصُلُ مِنْهُ. Because what Allah knew, because whatever Allah knew that the slave would do, whatever Allah knew eternally that the slave would do, then this is what would be done by the slave. No one does other than what Allah knew eternally that he does it. فأعمالنا فالواحد منا يفعل ما يفعل باختياره لكن اختياره تحت مشيئة الله تعالى. So just as we said before, one of us does whatever he does intentionally with his own choice. But one's choice is under the will of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. وَمَنْ زَعَمَ أَنَّ الْعَبْدَ يَحْصُلُ مِنْهُ خِلَافَ مَا عَلِمَ اللَّهُ أَوْ خِلَافَ مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ لَهُ فَهُوَ لَيْسَ مُسْلِمًا. And anyone who believes that the slave does what Allah did not know he is going to do, or what Allah did not will for him to do, then he would not be a Muslim. الواحد منا كما قلنا بأيش يختار الخير أو يختار الشر؟ بمشيئة تحدث فيه. هذه المشيئة من يحدثها؟ الله. إذن أفعاله تحت مشيئة الله. As we said before, one of us chooses to do things, but he chooses to do things with what? With an intention that occurs in his heart. But that intention that occurs in one's heart is in need for someone to create it. Who creates it? Allah creates it. Then the deeds of the slave are under the will of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. For sure. الواحد منا لا يكون يريد أن يفعل شيئا ثم فجأة يتغير قلبه إلى فعل هذا الشيء. من غير قلبه؟ الله. إذن أفعال العبد تحت مشيئة الله. الله بمشيئته وقدرته وتخليقه غير قلبه. إذن أفعال العبد تحت قدرة الله. One of us at one point of time wouldn't have the intention to do something. And then suddenly his heart changes. And now at this moment he wants to do it. This change in his heart, who created it? How did it happen? By the creating of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So the deeds of the slave are under the will of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. وقول الطحاوي رحمة الله عليه وكل ميسر لما خلق له هذا لفظ حديث صحيح مشهور رواه أصحاب الكتب الستة. The statement of al-Tahawi, وَكُلٌ مُيَسَّرٌ لِمَا خُلِقَ لَهُ, which means everyone's route is paved for that which one is created. This statement is a part of a famous hadith which is Sahih, narrated in the 6th books of Hadith, that is Al-Bukhari, Muslim, Abu Dawood, Al-Tirmidhi, Al-Nasa'i, Ibn Majah. In the 6th books of Hadith, it is narrated. وَمَعْنَاهُ أَنَّ مَنْ قَدَّرَ اللَّهُ أَنَّهُ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ قَدَّرَ اللَّهُ لَهُ مِنَ الْعَمَلِ مَا يُقَرِّبُهُ مِنْهَا. It means that the one that Allah decreed for him to be among the people of paradise, Allah decrees for him deeds that puts him in the way that leads to paradise. وَمَنْ قُدِّرَ لَهُ أَنَّهُ مِنْ أَهْلِ النَّارِ قدر الله له خلاف ذلك. And the one whom Allah decreed for him to be among the people of hellfire, then Allah decrees for him deeds that put him in the way leading to hellfire. بحيث يختم له على ذلك. In a way that his life ends while doing these bad deeds that take him to hellfire. That is without repenting. So to repeat it, the one whom Allah Ta'ala decreed for him to be among the people of paradise, Allah decrees for him to do deeds that put him in the way leading to paradise. He would be guided by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala until he dies on that situation. And then he enters paradise. The one whom Allah decreed for him to be among the people of hellfire, Allah decreed for him to do deeds that would lead him to hellfire. In a way that he continues doing these deeds until he dies on that situation. And thus, he enters hellfire. وَقَدْ يَعْمَلُ الْإِنسَانِ فِي مَا يَظْهَرُ لِلنَّاسِ بِأَعْمَالَ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ ثُمَّ يَسْبِقُ عَلَيْهِ الْكِتَابِ فيعمل بعمل أهل النار فيدخل النار. هكذا جاء في حديث الرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام. And the person might do as it appears to the people, might do the deeds of the people of paradise, and then shortly before dying, he would change his situation, changes, and he would die on a bad situation. Because Allah decreed for him eternally to be among the people of hellfire. وَإِنَّمَا قُلْنَا فِي مَا يَظْهَرُ لِلنَّاسِ لِأَنَّ الشَّخْصَ الَّذِي يَسْتَقِيمُ بِطَاعَةِ اللَّهِ وَيَصِيرُ مِنْ أَحْبَابِ اللَّهِ بَعْدَ هَذَا لَا يَنْقَلِبُ مَسْخُوطًا عَلَيْهِ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. Why did we say as it appears to people? Because the one that does good deeds until this person becomes among the people upright, righteous Muslims accepted by Allah, afterwards his situation would not change. So he wouldn't change, his situation does not change to become in a way that his life ends with a bad ending. That's why we said if someone is doing good deeds as it appears to the people, because if he is really doing good deeds in a way that he is accepted by Allah, then his situation wouldn't change. Wouldn't change after that. He might do one sin, then he repents, but his situation wouldn't change in a way that he would be among the people of hellfire. ولذلك قال الطحاوي رحمة الله عليه والأعمال بالخواتيم. And this is why الطحاوي, may Allah have mercy on him, said, the consequences of one's deeds depend on one's ending. يعني الحال التي بها بسببها يكون الإنسان من أهل النجاة في الآخرة أو من أهل الهلاك هي الحال التي يختم له بها عليها. So the situation that causes for one in the hereafter to be among those who are safe, or to be among those who are tortured is the situation that one has at the end of his life. It's how his life ends. The situation that he has at the ending of his life. لذلك جاء في الحديث إن الإنسان قد يعمل بعمل أهل النار حتى ما يكون بينه وبينها إلا ذراع فيسبق عليه الكتاب فيعمل بعمل أهل الجنة فيدخل الجنة وإن الإنسان قد يعمل بعمل أهل الجنة أي فيما يظهر للناس حتى لا يكون بينه وبينه إلا مقدار ذراع فيسبق عليه الكتاب فيعمل بعمل أهل النار فيدخل النار فالعبرة بالخواتيم. This is why it is narrated by the hadith of the Prophet, it's mentioned in the hadith of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, that the person might do bad deeds, deeds that are done usually by the people who are among the people of hellfire. But then, because Allah willed for him a good ending, before he dies, his situation changes, he does good deeds, and he enters paradise as a result. And someone, as it appears to the people, would be doing deeds that are good deeds, then before he dies, his situation changes, and he does bad deeds, and he would have bad ending, and thus enters hellfire. Allah yarzuquna husn al-khitam. May Allah grant us the good ending. كان غلام يهودي خدم النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام عمل شيئا للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ثم مرض النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم زاره في مرضه ليدعوه إلى الإسلام دعاه إلى الإسلام فنظر هذا الشاب هذا الفتى اليهودي إلى أبيه يعني أيش أعمل أفعل كما يقول لي محمد فقال أبوه وهو على كفره قال أطع أبا القاسم فتشهد هذا الفتى ثم مات نطق بالشهادتين ثم مات فقال النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام للمسلمين أنتم أولى بأخيكم يعني أنتم تولوا تجهيزه ودفنه قبل موته بقليل نطق بالشهادتين لأن الله شاء له في الأزل حسن الختام. A Jewish young man did something like a favor to the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. Then he got sick, the Prophet, severely sick. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام went to visit him and call him to embrace al-Islam. He did, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This young man looked to his father was there, as if asking, what do I do? And his father, although he was not a Muslim, he did not embrace al-Islam, told him, obey what Abu al-Qasim is telling you. So this young man obeyed the Prophet والسلام, and he uttered the testification of faith. Then after that he died. The Prophet والسلام, told the Muslims, you take care of him that is preparing him to be washed, shrouded, etc., and buried, because he became a Muslim. So this young man, He spent his life in non-Muslim. And then short time before he died, he embraced Al-Islam, encouraged by his father who was not a Muslim. Because Allah willed for him to have a good ending. So this was facilitated for him. وكان هناك أناس كتبوا الوحي كتبوا القرآن الوحي الذي ينزل على النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام ثم ارتدوا بعد ذلك وواحد منهم مات على الردة. And there were people, and to be more specific, three people who were among those who used to write the revelation after it was revealed to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. They used to write the verses of Quran revealed to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Three of them apostatized during the life of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And one of these three did not go back to al-Islam. He died as a blasphemer. كان قبل من كتابة الوحي ثم ختم له على الكفر. First he was among those who would write Al-Quran after being revealed to the Prophet, and later he had a very bad ending. كان ترك أرض المسلمين وذهب إلى أرض فيها كفار. At the time he left the Muslims, the land of the Muslims, and he went to a land where non-Muslims lived. ثم مات, then he died there. دفنوه في اليوم التالي وجدوه على ظهر الأرض. الأرض ما قبلته. They buried him. The next day they found him on the surface of the earth, of the ground. The ground didn't accept him. قالوا هذا من فعل محمد وأصحابه. وأين النبي والصحابة بعيدون جدا عنه. They said, this is done by Muhammad and his companions. Although the Prophet was and the companions were far away from this area. Far away from this area. This is what they said. فحفروا وأعمقوا له أكثر. The next day, they digged deeper and they buried him. اليوم الذي بعده وجدوه على ظهر الأرض. The day after that, they found him on the surface of the earth. تركوه على وجه الأرض وكوموا فوقه حجارة. They left him on the surface of the earth and they put some stones on top of him. ما عادوا دفنوا. They didn't bury him after that. الأعمال بالخواتيم. هذا معنى قول الطحاوي. This is the meaning of what الطحاوي said. That the results of one's deeds, what one gets in the hereafter, depends on his ending. قال رحمه الله والسعيد من سعد بقضاء الله تعالى والشقي من شقي بقضاء الله تعالى. The author said, the fortunate is the one for whom Allah eternally preordained to die as a Muslim. And the unfortunate is the one for whom Allah eternally preordained to die as a blasphemer. هذا تأكيد لما سبق. This statement of al-Tahawi emphasizes what he said before that. معناه أن العبد لا يكون سعيدا إلا إذا شاء الله له السعادة. لا يكون ناجيا في الآخرة إلا إذا شاء الله له حسن الختام. The meaning is, one would not have a good ending except if Allah willed for him to have a good ending. He would not be safe in the hereafter if Allah did not will for him to have a good ending. وَأَنَّ الَّذِي شَاءَ اللَّهُ لَهُ الشَّقَاوَةَ يُخْتَمُ لَهُ بِخَاتِمَةِ السُّوءِ. And the one whom Allah willed for him to have bad ending, he will die while on a bad situation. He will die as a blasphemy. فَالسَّعِيدُ مَنْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ لَهُ حُسْنَ الْخِتَامِ فَيُوَفِّقُهُ اللَّهُ للإيمان والموت على ذلك. والشقي من شاء الله له سوء الخاتمة والموت على الكفر فييسر الله له الكفر والموت على ذلك. So the one that has the fortunate person is the one whom Allah willed for him to have a good ending. Allah will facilitate for him to be a Muslim and to die as a Muslim. The one whom Allah willed for him to be unfortunate, Allah facilitates for him to be non-Muslim and to die as a non-Muslim. قال رحمه الله وأصل القدر سر الله تعالى في خلقه لم يطلع على ذلك ملك مقرب ولا نبي مرسل والتعمق والنظر في ذلك ذريعة الخذلان وسلم الحرمان ودرجة الطغيان فالحذر كل الحذر من ذلك كل الحذر من ذلك نظرا وفكرا ووسوسة فإن الله تعالى طوى علم القدر عن أنامه ونهاهم عن مرامه كما قال تعالى في كتابه لا يسأل عما يفعل وهم يسألون فمن سأل لما فعل فقد رد حكم الكتاب وَمَنْ وَدَّ حُكْمَ الْكِتَابِ كَانَ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ. The author said, the reality of the qadr, destining, is the secret of Allah Ta'ala kept from His creation. Neither the favored angels nor the sent prophets know about it. Going deep into this matter and being pensive about it is a mean to committing sins, a ladder to deprivation, and a step to exceeding the bounds. So, be utterly cautious of having such pensiveness and forbidden thoughts, and of following vain whispers about it. Certainly, Allah Ta'ala has concealed the knowledge of the Qadr from mankind, and has forbidden them to cast about it. He Ta'ala said in His book, لا يسأل عما يفعل وهم يسألون. It means, He, that is Allah, is not questioned about what He does, but the creations are. So whoever objectionably asks, why did Allah do so, has rejected the judgment of the book. whoever rejects the judgment of the book is among the blasphemers. أصل القدر يعني حقيقة القدر حقيقة صفة الله تبارك وتعالى حقيقة التقدير الذي هو صفة الله لا يعلمه أحد من المخلوقين. This means that the reality of the destining of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the attribute of destining of Allah, no one among the creation knows its reality. Allah ma atla'a ala zalik, la malakan muqarraban wa la nabiyan mursala. Not anyone among the angels know about it. Nor anyone among the prophets know about that. لذلك لا ينبغي ليس للإنسان الإنسان منهي عن أن يفكر في القدر للوصول إلى حقيقته. That's why one is forbidden from thinking about the destining to get to know the reality of destining. لأننا لا نعرف حقيقة صفة الله تبارك وتعالى. معرفتنا بصفات الله ليست معرفة إحاطة. Because we do not get to know the reality of the attributes of Allah تبارك وتعالى. نعرف ما يجب لله وما يستحيل في حق الله. نعم. We know what is what is attributed to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, what must be attributed to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and what is not permissible to attribute it to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But we do not know the reality of the attributes of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. وَمَنْ فَمَنْ لَمْ يَقْنَعْ بِذَلِكَ بل تفكر في التقدير في القدر ليتوصل إلى حقيقته فهذا يكون اتخذ وسيلة إلى الحرمان والخسران. يكون تفكيره هذا تفكره هذا وسيلة طريقا موصلا إلى الخسران إلى الخسران والحرمان. The one who does not contain the one who's not content with that and thinks trying to get to the reality of the destiny of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala would be taking a path leading to be loser in the hereafter. So one need to be cautious. فينبغي على الإنسان أن يحذر من ذلك. لا يفكر في ذلك ولا يترك الوسواس يتخبطه في ذلك الأمر. So one needs to be firm about this issue. He doesn't think about it in that way. And he does not let the bad thoughts and the whispers of the devil shake him in what pertains to this matter. إنما الذي ينبغي في أمر القدر معرفة تفسيره. What we need to know about al-qadr, destining, is to know the explanation of that. معناه جعل كل شيء على ما هو عليه. الله هو الذي يجعل كل شيء على ما هو عليه. This means, it means that Allah is the one who makes everything as it is. تدبير الأشياء على وجه مطابق لعلم الله ومشيئته الأزلية. Managing things in accordance with the eternal knowledge and eternal will of Allah تبارك وتعالى. That's it. جاء في الحديث عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا ذكر القدر فأمسكوا. إذا ذكر القدر فأمسكوا. معناه ما سبق وشرحناه. لا تتعمقوا في النظر في ذلك للوصول إلى حقيقته. أنتم عاجزون عن ذلك. It is narrated in the hadith of Al-Bayhaqi that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said إذا ذكر القدر فأمسكوا, which means if the destiny is mentioned, don't go deep about it. Hold yourselves from going deep about it. That is, don't try to think, to reach, to know the reality of the destiny of Allah, because you are not able to do that. وَمَنْ فَعَلَ هَذَا فَهَذَا عَلَامَةُ أَنَّهُ مَخْزُولٌ. The one who does that, this is a sign that he is not guided by Allah تبارك وتعالى. سيدنا علي سأله يوما إنسان عن القدر فقال سر الله فلا تتكلف. One time, a man asked our master Ali, Al-Imam Ali, about destiny. He said, this is the secret of Allah. That is, Allah did not give this knowledge to any of the creation. So don't try to get there. هذا الرجل بقي يسأله في هذا. This man kept asking him. فقال له سيدنا علي, أما إذ أبيت فإنه أمر بين أمرين لا جبر ولا تفويض. أما إذ أبيت, بما أنك تلح أقول لك هذا, لا هو جبر للعبد بحيث يفعل بغير مشيئة منه, ولا هو تفويض ولا الأمر مفوض للعبد خارج عن مشيئة الله تعالى, إنما هو أمر بين الأمرين. When this man kept asking Al-Imam Ali about this matter, Al-Imam Ali told him, because you are insisting, I'll tell you this thing. It is a matter in the middle between two matters. It is not forcing the slave to do what he does. That is, the slave does not do his deeds, his intention, the deeds that he does intentionally without a choice on his part. And it is not, he does not do what he does independent from the will of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. That is, but always his deeds are under the will of Allah. That's it. This is what Ali explained. Just to hear. وَهَكَذَا يَنْبَغِي لَنَا وَهَذَا الَّذِي يَنْبَغِي لَنَا أَنْ نَتَوَقَّفَ عِنْدَهُ. And this is where we should stop about this matter. Not to go farther. لِأَنَّ أَفْعَالَ اللَّهِ لِأَنَّ فِعْلَ اللَّهِ لَيْسَ كَفِعْلِنَا. Because the deeds, the doings of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala are not like our doings. كما قلنا قبل أفعالنا لها باعث أما أفعال الله فليس كذلك. As we said before, for our doings there are motives. The doings of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, his attributes, do not have motives. لذلك لا يسأل الله لما فعل كذا ولما فعل كذا. That's why it is not permissible to object to Allah by saying, why did Allah do that? Why did Allah create that? Why didn't Allah create that? وَمَنْ اعْتَرَضَ عَلَى اللَّهِ بِهَذَا فَهُوَ كَافِرٌ. And anyone who objects to Allah by saying these questions is judged as a blasphemer. أول كفر كفره إبليس كان اعتراضه على الله. The first type, the first blasphemous act done by Iblis was to object to Allah تبارك وتعالى. لما أمره الله بالسجود لآدم قال خلقتني من نار وخلقته من طين. معناه كيف تأمرني أن أسجد له؟ أنا خير منه. When Allah ordered Iblis to make sujood to Adam as a salutation, when Allah ordered him to do that, Iblis said, you created me from fire. He is created from clay. That is, how do you order me to prostrate to him? I'm better than him. That was the first act of blasphemy that was done by Iblis. May Allah protect us from that. قال رحمه الله فهذه جملة ما يحتاج إليه من هو منور قلبه من أولياء الله تعالى وهي درجة الراسخين في العلم لأن العلم علمان علم في الخلق موجود وعلم في الخلق مفقود فإنكار العلم الموجود كفر وادعاء العلم المفقود كفر ولا يثبت الإيمان إلا بقبول العلم الموجود وترك طلب العلم المفقود. The author said, this is all of what the walis, the righteous slaves, that is, of Allah, the exalted, whose hearts are enlightened, need to believe in and accept. This is the degree of those whose knowledge is soundly rooted. For knowledge is of two kinds, one existent among the creation and the other non-existent among them. Denial of the existent knowledge is blasphemy, and claiming to have the non-existent knowledge is blasphemy. Faith is not valid except if the existent knowledge is acknowledged and the non-existent one is not pursued. Allah. معنى هذا أن من نور الله قلبه من أولياء الله تعالى هذا هو الاعتقاد الذي يتمسك به. This means that the walis of Allah, those whom Allah enlightened their hearts, the highly righteous Muslims, adhere to this conviction. ولا يتعمقون في النظر لإدراك العلم الذي لم يجعل الله تعالى للخلق سبيلا إلى إدراكه. And they do not pursue the knowledge that Allah تبارك وتعالى did not enable the slaves to reach it or to know it. They do not try that. إنما يقفون عند حدود شرع عند الحدود التي حدها شرع الله تعالى. Rather, they stop at, they do not go beyond the boundaries established by the rules of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. لِأَنَّ الْعِلْمَ يَنْقَسِمُ إِلَى نَوْعَيْنِ. Because there are two types of knowledge. عِلْم هُنَاكَ سَبِيل لِلْخَلْقِ إِلَى مَعْرِفَتِهِ. One type of knowledge, the creatures have way to know it. وَذَلِكَ كَعِلْمِ الْعَقِيدَةِ وَعِلْمِ الْأَحْكَامِ. Like the knowledge of التوحيد, of the creed, and the knowledge of the rules revealed to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَطَلَبُ هَذَا الْعِلْمِ شَيْءٌ حَسَنٌ. Seeking this knowledge is a good thing. وَإِنْكَارُ هَذَا الْعِلْمِ كُفُرٌ. And to deny the existence of this knowledge is blasphemy. وَهُنَاكَ عِلْمٌ لَمْ يَجْعَلِ اللَّهُ لِلْخَلْقِ سَبِيلًا إِلَى مَعْرِفَتِهِ. And there is another type of knowledge that the creatures cannot know it. They cannot get to know it. There is no way for them to know it, to acquire it. مِثْلُ مَثَلًا مِثْلُ الْعِلْمِ بِوَجْبَةِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَتَى تَقُومُ السَّاعَةِ. Like the knowledge about the day of judgment, when is it going to happen? Allah ما جعل لأحد من الخلق سبيلا إليه. No one among the creation knows about that. من ادعى هذا العلم فهو كافر أيضا. The one who claims acquiring this knowledge is also a blasphemer. فيثبت الإيمان بقبول العلم الموجود وترك طلب العلم المفقود. So one's faith would be steadfast if he acquires the first type of knowledge and leaves out seeking the second type of knowledge. النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام كان يوما مع أصحابه. One day, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was with his companions. جاء رجل شديد بياض الثياب شديد سواد الشعر ليس من أهل المدينة ولا يرى عليه أثر السفر. A man came in wearing white clothes. They are very white. His hair was very black. He is not among the people of Al-Madinah. He's from outside Al-Madinah. No one knows him. And despite that, no traces of travel appears on him. فَجَلَسَ إِلَى رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ وَأَسْنَدَ رُكْبَتَيْهِ إِلَى رُكْبَتَيْهِ. He sat down on his knees and he touched with his knees the knees of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. يعني جلس جلسة أدب ليسأل. He sat down in a polite way to talk with the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. ووضع يديه على فخذي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. And he put his hands on the thighs of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. A very humble way to sit and ask. ثم قال يا محمد أخبرني عن الإسلام. Then he said, O Muhammad, tell me about Islam. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام قال: الإسلام أن تشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأن محمد رسول الله، وتقيم الصلاة، تؤتي الزكاة، وتصوم رمضان، وتحج البيت إن استطعت إليه سبيلا. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, الإسلام is to bear witness that there is no God but Allah, and that Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم is the messenger of Allah, to pray the prayers, to pay az-zakah, to fast Ramadan, and to go to al-hajj if you are able. فقال صدقت. قال بعض الصحابة فعجبنا له يسأله ويصدقه، يعني كأنه يعرف الجواب. So this man said, this is right, you are correct, this is truthful. The companions, they were the companions were surprised, because he asked him, and then when the Prophet answered, he said, you're truthful, as if he knew the answer. That is, he knew the answer. ثم قال أخبرني عن الإيمان. Then he told him, tell me about the belief. قال له الإيمان أن تؤمن بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله واليوم الآخر وبالقدر خيره وشره. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام told him that the belief is to believe in Allah, His angels, His revealed books, His prophets, the day of judgment, and about destining, that everything good or bad occurs by the destining of Allah Ta'ala. قال صدقت. Again he said, you are truthful. فعجب الصحابة له يسأله ويصدقه. The companions again were surprised. He acts like someone who knows the answer. ثم قال له أخبرني عن الساعة. Then this man told him, tell me about the day of judgment. That is, when does it happen? فقال ما المسؤول عنها بأعلم من السائل. The Prophet answered, the one asked about it does not know more than the one who's asking about it. That is, neither I nor you know when the day of judgment is going to happen. فقال له فأخبرني عن أماراتها. أخبرني عن علاماتها. He told him, then tell me about the signs of the day of judgment. فقال له أن تلد الأمة ربتها وأن ترى. وأن ترى العالة الحفاة رعاء الشاء يتطاولون في البنيان. حفاة العراة. أن ترى الحفاة العراة العالة رعاء الشاء يتطاولون في البنيان. He told him, a sign of the day of judgment is when the daughters mistreat their mothers. So the daughter would act with her mother as if her mother is her slave. As if the mother is the slave of the daughter. Another sign, which is happening nowadays. Another sign is when you see the poor people who are originally poor, in need for others, do not wear shoes, build high buildings. Who who are originally shepherds build high buildings. This also is happening nowadays. قال فأخبرني عن الإحسان. He told him, tell me about the status of ihsan. What does it mean for one to get to that status? فقال النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام أن تعبد الله كأنك تراه فإن لم تكن تراه فإنه يراك. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said to worship Allah as if you see Him. If you do not see Him, because no one among us sees Allah, if you do not see Him, then know that He sees you. قال ثم ولى الرجل فقال النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام اطلبوه. طلبناه. قال طلبناه ما وجدناه. فقال عرفتم من هذا؟ هذا جبريل جاء يعلمكم دينكم. يعني جاء بهذا الشكل ليسأل فيجيب النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام فينتفع الصحابة من جوابه. Then this man went away. Later, the Prophet والسلام, told them to seek him. They searched for this man. They couldn't find it anywhere in Al-Madina. The Prophet told them, do you know why? And why didn't you find it? Because this is Jibreel. He came to teach you your religion. That is, he came to ask me, so I answer, so you would benefit from the answers that I would give. في هذا الحديث فوائد كثيرة. In this hadith there is a lot of benefits. لكن أوردناه لأجل قول رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ما المسؤول عنها بأعلم من السائل. But I mentioned it to draw your attention to the response of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام that the one whom you are asking does not know about it more than the one who's asking. That is, I do not know when the day of judgment occurs, and you do not know when the day of judgment occurs. Because this is a type of knowledge that Allah did not give to anyone among the creation. Anyone who claims to know this matter is a blasphemer. أي واحد يدعي أنه يعرف متى تقوم الساعة فهو كافر. على التحديد يعني فهو كافر. بقي شيء لكن يناسب أن نتكلم عنه الآن. There is still one thing. خلاص we'll leave it until tomorrow. نقف هنا والله أعلم. لا تستطيع الله المستعان. تفضل. إيه يعني ليس هناك شيء يحركه على فعله يحمله على فعل سبحانه. لا يعني حتى يبين أن روح عيسى مخلوقة أنه ليس كما قد يظن بعض الناس أنه جزء من الله. I don't know.
علي صوتك شوي. علي صوتك.
القرآن كان مكتوب على الصحائف. الذي جمع هذه الصحائف المتفرقة أبو بكر. ثم بعد ذلك عثمان عمل نسخا أرسلها إلى الأمصار. كيف لا؟ During the time of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, some of the companions memorized Al-Quran, all of it. Some memorized half of it, some different parts of Al-Quran. Not all of them memorized all of it. Some of them memorized all of it, and the other memorized different parts of it. And they had, it was written on different kinds of material. One would have, for example, one would have a part of Al-Quran written with him, another one would have another part written, a third one would have a third part written, and so on. After the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, and every time a verse was revealed to the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, Jibreel would tell the Prophet, put this verse in this surah, that verse in that surah, this verse after that verse, this verse after that verse. This issue was accomplished before the death of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. So all the surahs, the verses, all the different verses of the surahs were in the actual order that they are nowadays in Al-Mus'haf. Now, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, after, in the year he died, Jibreel came twice. Every year Jibreel would come to the Prophet and review with the Prophet all what was revealed to him. The year the Prophet died, Jibreel came twice and reviewed with the Prophet the whole Quran revealed to him. The Prophet told the companions, Jibreel came twice, and I think this is because I'll die shortly. And this is what happened. The Prophet alayhi salat wasalam died that year. After the death of the Prophet, Abu Bakr radiyallahu anhu became the caliph. After Abu Bakr became the caliph, a war happened between the Muslims and those who followed Musaylima, someone who claimed to be a prophet at the end of the life of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He sent a message to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam telling him, let's split it in half. You are a prophet and I am a prophet, so let's coordinate and split it 50-50. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام replied, he ordered to be written for him من محمد رسول الله إلى مسيلمة الكذاب أما بعد فإن الأرض لله يورثها من يشاء من عباده. He ordered to be written to him from Muhammad, the messenger of Allah, to مسيلمة the liar, thereafter the land is owned by Allah, and Allah gives it to whomever He willed. But the Prophet died shortly after that. After the death of the Prophet, Musaylima got stronger. His tribe gathered around him, and it was a big tribe. So anyway, a war occurred between the Muslims. Abu Bakr sent an army led by Khalid ibn al-Walid and between the army of Musaylima. These people, the blasphemers, were the number was much greater than the number of the Muslims. And at one point of time, it appeared as if they are going to win the battle, which did not occur. The companions fought in a very brave way, and they lost the battle. The blasphemers lost the battle. But in that battle, many people among those who memorized Al-Quran were killed. That's why Abu Bakr thought to gather all the written, pieces of Al-Quran all together. So this is what he did. He feared that if this continues this way, he feared, yani he wanted to do something to preserve Al-Quran, so he gathered everything and the companions reviewed these pieces and put them together, and there was a complete copy of Al-Quran during the time of Abu Bakr. Abu Bakr governed for 2.5 years. Later, Umar became a caliph, and afterwards, Uthman became a caliph. During the time of Uthman, alayhi salam, he did something very beneficial, radiyallahu anhu. He made copies of this original Mus'haf, and he sent these copies to the different big cities of the Muslims. And he sent five or six different copies to the different cities. A copy in Al-Madina, a copy to Mecca, a copy to Al-Kufa, a copy to Al-Basra, a copy to Al-Sham, and other copies. So he sent copies to the different areas where the Muslims were. And then the Muslims wrote Al-Quran from these copies the same way as they were written. So those among you who know how to write Arabic, they will find that there is some difference between the way the Arabs write the Arabic language nowadays and how the Mus'haf is written. Few differences. Because Al-Mus'haf, since that time up till nowadays, is written according to the rules of writing that were at the time of the companions, Abu Bakr, Umar, and Uthman, radiyallahu anhum. Okay, that's enough, I think. Tafadhal.
Ali Sautak.
Ish? أن تلد له بعضهم فسره بغير ذلك صحيح أن يكسر الرقيق بين المسلمين وهذا حصل في الماضي فتلد الأمة لسيدها بنتا فتكون حرة وأمها رقيقة فتكون البنت كأنها سيدة لأمها بهذا المعنى هكذا قال بعض العلماء في تفسير الحديث خلاص هلا بلا بعدين الساعة صارت 5 وشوي هنحكي عن هالموضوع إن شاء الله His name is close. No, it's not kufr. It is close. When? Some people say, just as we do not see the jinn in this life and they see us, in the hereafter we would be able to see them and they would not be able to see us. But there is no hadith about that. This is the saying of some people. Just with no hadith saying that. If his destiny is predetermined and if Allah willed for him to do good things, he is going to do them. We tell this person we don't know what is preordained for us. We are ordered to do the obligations. We are ordered to refrain from sinning. So we need to do them. If he does not do that while saying, well, everything is preordained, then it would be preordained for him to say that and to leave out doing good things because of that. قال أما إذ أبيت فإنه أمر بين أمرين لا جبر ولا تفويض. أما إذ أبيت فإنه أمر بين أمرين لا جبر ولا تفويض. تفضل بس. عبيد الله بن جحش أليس الذي ارتد في الحبشة؟ هذا الذي ارتد في الحبشة غيره. لا نحكي إن شاء الله نذكرها إن شاء الله. القدر لا مش عن القدر. أوكي صوت. Believe like what? What do they believe? Anyone who claims that he knows the future, just like that, is a blasphemer. Now, some walis, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala enables them to know few things, some things. Sometimes he enables them to see what's going on somewhere far away. Or the like. Sometimes Allah gives them in their heart a feeling, a strong feeling that this is going to happen. So they say this is going to happen, but not they don't believe that they know the unforeseen and that for sure this is going to happen. But anyone who claims that he knows all the unforeseen is a blasphemer. I didn't hear anything, sorry.
You raise your voice.
Did anyone, can anyone help? Allah yubarak fikum. Yeah, go ahead. Kalimat, wa'i. Wa'i. There are three matters heart, mind, and brain. The Muslims believe that, or let me say, this is the saying of a lot of the scholars among the Muslims, that one knows with his heart, so his mind is in his heart, although it has a relation with the brain, but is not in the brain. Barakallahu fiikum. طيب نهلل لو سمحتم. لا إله إلا الله. لا إله إلا الله. لا إله إلا الله. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.